AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. More than 7,000 gallons of oil have been collected off the California coast so far, and more work needs to be done. As much as 105,000 gallons may have leaked from a ruptured pipeline. The wildlife has been affected in that area. Mark Crossland with the Department of Fish and Wildlife says some injured birds have been moved.
There have been another number of dead animals recovered, and these include lobsters, kelp bass, which is a marine fish, and other marine invertebrates in the area.
In Washington, D.C., police think they know where the suspect in the murders of four people in a mansion in the city may be. His name is Darren Wint.
We have information that we believe Mr. Wint is currently in the Brooklyn, New York area.
Police Chief Kathy Lanier thinks there may be a business connection between Wint and the owner of the home. Congress has reached a deal to continue construction of the Veterans Administration Hospital in Denver. The VA was on the verge of running out of money for the project. Palmyra in Syria is now in control of the Islamic State militants. Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren says the long battle with militants can't be judged by day-to-day fighting.
There are going to be occasions when there are very clear victories, and there are going to be occasions when there are setbacks, even defeats.
The government is taking action to be more active in the massive recall of cars with potentially explosive Takata airbags. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration wants input on managing the recall. The government investigation of Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams found inadequate testing and cleaning in its Columbus, Ohio plant before Listeria was discovered in some ice cream pints. The company recalled all its products last month. A SpaceX Dragon capsule is back on Earth with a load of cargo after a quick trip home from the International Space Station. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is down a fraction of a point. This is AP Radio News. Sales of existing homes dropped last month. Danielle Hale with the National Association of Realtors says there were signs of growing demand.
We're anticipating somewhere between 5.2 and 5.3 million sales for the year. So April's figure is a little bit below that at just over 5 million. But the 5 million mark is another good indicator of a healthy market.
Home sales have recovered from a disappointing 2014 because strong job growth and low mortgage rates have generated more would-be buyers. Boy Scouts of America President Robert Gates says the long-standing ban on openly gay adults in the group needs to change. In 2013, after bitter internal debate, the Boy Scouts decided to allow openly gay young people as scouts, but not gay adults as leaders. Gates says a change is needed in the Boy Scouts of America to avert potentially destructive legal battles. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.